Tanya and Steve's bits you may have missed.
Look, we've got Jenny Atchison, who is the member for Maitland, on the phone, who wants to talk to us about something that she's been alerted to about a local primary school in her area.
Morning, Jenny.
Oh, good morning, Steve. How are you going?
What's the story, Jen?
Well, basically, I've had a complaint from one of our parents, and that's been sent to the principal of that school and the local director of education, as well as the Minister for Education. And it's about a surveillance camera that was found in a kindergarten classroom. And the parent's concerned because she's been given four different reasons for the placement of that there. So, and it, of course, having a camera in a classroom, you know, on a surveillance mission is quite unheard of. So basically the reason she's been told it was there to catch a thief, that it was there because a high school student was doing a project and had forgotten to take it away. Another one that they'd been told that it was part of a film pond, a video sharing platform. And her understanding is also that it might have been about catching a person who might be bullying one of the teachers there. So, you know, to get four different answers to the question about why there would be a camera in place indicates that there is something a bit strange going on. Now, this parent's been so concerned they've actually spoken to the Maitland police, and they have said that the camera is legally in place, which would be interested to get more information about that. But there has been an event number of that. Now, I'm going to be following this up with the Minister for Education because I am so concerned about it. And obviously, you know, if the police are saying it's legal, then hopefully that is the case. But it's just concerning that, it's been put in there without parents knowing about it. And, you know, it's not sure who it's been by.
Why would there be four different answers to that question?
Well, that's my question exactly. And also, my other concern is that I understand that there was a briefing with some staff at the school, and they were told that the school was investigating a matter of harassment. And but my understanding is that police investigation has only come from the time that Andrew Eastcott, the director, spoke to the staff at the school. So I need to check about these timeframes. I'm very concerned about them. But I think there needs to be some serious questions answered here.
Who discovered the video camera? Was it covert? Like, was it hidden in something?
Well, my understanding was that it was a covert camera, that there was at least one in a room that was disguised as a clock and another one disguised as a games console.
What?
And although the department, apparently, according to his parent, is denying that there is any more than one camera. And so that's a real concern. But also, really, what has happened to the footage of this? Because my understanding is that it may not still be with the Department of Education, that it might have been taken. And that is also a very big concern if that's the case. So we would have footage of students in classrooms that is now not able to be found.
Okay, the best case scenario is it's one of those weaker excuses you've been giving. But just off the topic, what's your worst case scenario for this, Jen, then?
Look, you know, it gets really into, is there workplace surveillance going on? And, of course, these are all allegations. They all need to be discussed talk through with the appropriate people. But if there's workplace surveillance going on, then there needs to have been surety that that was done in accordance with the Workplace Surveillance Act. And if that was the case, you would wonder why there were four different stories being told about why the cameras were there and why they were hidden in that way.
And also, you've got to be concerned that if they're hiding cameras disguised as something else and none of the teachers were aware of it, you can well imagine that none of the parents were aware of it either. The surveillance, as you say, seems to have gone missing. And what happens then to children that are under court orders where they are protected from being videoed or photographed because of situations in the family law court?
Yeah, well, this is exactly the concern. And for the department to not have told parents about that. I mean, there is an open, and there are circumstances where this is possible to have an open openly seen video camera recording in a particular area, and there is one of those areas within the school. But my understanding is that when you put a camera in, you need to make sure that people know that they could.
Well, if you're hiding a camera, you're doing it because you don't want anyone to know.
Exactly.
If you're hiding
that's
a camera,
right.
This is
yep,
why I'm finding it very strange as to the reasonings you're getting.
Well, Jenny, you've got a lot of work to do, haven't you? Getting in touch with the minister and finding out what the hell's going on. Because sadly, now that you've brought it to life, there's going to be people in your area going, well, which school is it? And is it my kid's classroom?
Well, that is a concern, of course. And so I will be following up. Luckily for all of us, the parent concerned didn't just contact me. She has already put this through to the Minister for Education. So we will be following that up. But I am just very concerned that this could get to this stage.
All right. We really appreciate your time today and keep us in touch.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Bye.
There's Jenny Atchison, member for Maitland.
I'm still not getting my head around worst case scenario then. If there's hidden cameras in a kindergarten classroom, hidden, then what are we thinking?
Well,
what are we thinking that is?
Why are they doing it?
Yeah.
How widespread is it?
That's what I mean.
Is it common practice?
How long has it been going on for?
Yeah, and what happens? What are they actually videoing?
Especially if they have to hide a camera.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think it has terrible implications if, in fact, all of this is proven true, as Jen's been told.
Mm.
And she can only follow up what she's been told.
Okay.
So we'll wait
it's
and see.
Very odd, isn't it?
Yeah.
But the ones we've got here at work are easy. The cameras are in Tanya and I's eyes in the picture at the start when you walk in.
Exactly.
It's like we're following you. For more Tanya and Steve, head to kofm.com.au.